Do you ever wish that you could hit the reset button on your life? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Nick Hall says you can.
What if there was a life reset? What if there was a second chance? You know, what if all the junk in my life, all the regret in my life, what if there was a way that I could have a reset? What if there was a purpose for my life? That there was a maker of my life, just like there's a maker of my phone?
This idea can also appeal to those who do not know Christ.
And that's where you start talking about Jesus and the fact that, listen, we've all, in our own ways, downloaded the wrong files into our life. I don't need to explain to a lot of people their guilt. Most people have their guilt written all over them. The message of reset is much more one of, listen, Jesus is offering a second chance, and I need a reset in my life. And so I'm going after Jesus for the second chance in my faith, in my family. And if you want a second chance, you're invited to come to Jesus too. And so if you want to join me going after Jesus, you're invited. But I always tell people, don't get in front of me because I need it more than you. And it just seems to be a very approachable way that students are responding and people are open. And it just opens up great discussions of saying, you know what, if you could ask Jesus to reset something in your life, what would it be? And you just say that to someone and they're just going to start going, oh, man. I mean, I've had people just on the spot, Jesus reset my drug addiction, you know, and then it just opens up a whole conversation. Okay, let's talk about that because Jesus can, you know, and it just opens up this whole reality of felt needs. And it's just it's a great vehicle for the gospel.
If you feel like the things aren't the way they should be in your life, why don't you press the reset button and ask God to change your life? It will be an exciting way to experience a new start